The Taoiseach is to brief political correspondents at 4 o'clock this afternoon on the government's response to the Doyle defeat last night over a special trust fund for haemophiliacs who contracted AIDS from blood products supplied by the state. As you know, the government had offered £250,000 to an independent AIDS trust, while the Doyle supported a Labour Party motion calling for the establishment of a trust fund with £400,000 per annum. While the Minister for Health, Rory O'Hanlon, said on this programme yesterday that this was not an election issue, it's clear that there's considerable concern in government circles about this sixth defeat. And while the Taoiseach, according to government sources, is unlikely to announce an election, he will issue a sharp warning to the opposition parties that he will not be able to tolerate further disruption of government business in the run-up to Ireland's presidency of the EC, preparations for which will begin in July. Several cabinet ministers were delayed at various routine appointments today because of an unscheduled cabinet meeting called by the Taoiseach this morning. The Agriculture Minister, Michael O'Kennedy, arrived an hour late at a news conference to announce a new £10 million tourism grant for farmers in rural areas. In the light of increased speculation about the prospects of a general election, Dennis Barnett asked the minister if it was now more likely as a result of this morning's cabinet meeting.
I mean, obviously, government have to review all aspects of things every time. I'm not in a position to say, nor would I ever disclose discussions that take place at informal government meetings.
Are you therefore ruling out an announcement shortly?
I'm not ruling out anything at any time, but I am saying that this government has set itself a very definite programme, and what I'm announcing today is a very definite part of that programme, and we intend to adhere to it, and we can't be frustrated in our policy by anything else.
But in the light of last night's defeat by the government,
I'm not prepared to comment on that.
But it's bound to have fuel.
I suppose it does. I've noticed the newspapers this morning are speculating on certain possibilities. That's reality. If people are speculating on these things, that reality is there.
But increased by this morning's meeting.
I'm sure if anything has to be said or done at any point on this, the Taoiseach will be the one to announce it.
That was the Minister for Agriculture, Michael O'Kennedy, talking to Dennis Barnett. I'm joined now in our Doyle studio by the Progressive Democrats leader, Des O'Malley. Des, how do you assess the political situation at the moment? Do you think an election, if it's not called this afternoon, can be long forestalled now?
Well, there's always a possibility of that, Shane, and I mean, there has been from the very start of this government, which is a minority government. It was the Taoiseach was originally elected over 2 years ago by the casting vote of the Cean Comhairle. They've been in a minority ever since. You can never rule out the possibility. But I think that the government over its 2 years, and indeed as recently as last night, has been... A feature of its activity has been not to recognise its minority position. It has sought to carry on as if it were in an overall majority. It has sought to get its way on everything, even things that amount to only relatively small amounts of money. It has tried to bully its way in this respect. It has made various threats in the past, which it hasn't carried out. It made threats yesterday in relation to last night's vote, but I think that its bluff was called in relation to them. It's now claiming that the Constitution gives it the right to make all decisions in regard to money. Public money, of course, can't be spent in this country without a vote of Dáil Éireann. The Dáil has to approve of it. And in particular, if you take last night's vote or the motion on which it was based in trying to help haemophiliacs who have become HIV positive due to getting blood transfusions from the State Blood Transfusion Service, the money that it was proposed that they should be given, as people like them have been given in other countries, it was proposed that it come from the national lottery funds. They're not exchequer funds. They're not subject to any constitutional impediment of the kind that the government is suggesting.
Well, and so you're dismissing this notion that the Labour Party motion is unconstitutional. So what do you think the government should do now as a result of the Doyle vote backing the Labour motion? On the one hand, it would seem like it's a commitment which is unlimited because it calls for £400,000 annually.
Yeah, but I think that what was understood and what was agreed was that if this were paid for a 3-year period, that hopefully that might be sufficient, or certainly that the position could be reviewed at the end of that time. This is not a class of people who can increase in numbers. The numbers were 106. The numbers, tragically at the moment, unfortunately, are only 98. They may well get lower, so that the numbers involved can't increase. But, you know, you have to look at this as more than just something that is technical in relation to the constitution or to Dáil procedure or whatever. These unfortunate people are in a terrible situation through no fault of their own. Whether or not the state has a legal obligation to them, it most assuredly has a moral obligation to them. And I think that this way in which the whole hemophiliac HIV problem was so badly handled is symptomatic of the way the health services generally are being handled so badly over the last 2 years.
And briefly, Des O'Malley, can I ask you for your prognosis of the political situation? Do you think your old cabinet colleague, Charles Haughey, will be tempted to go for an election in June?
Well, he may be tempted, but I think if an election were going to take place, the time for it to have been announced, I would have expected, was last night, after these defeats in the Dáil last night. It didn't happen then. While you can't rule out the possibility, I think it's probably less likely to happen now.
Des O'Malley, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We'll take a commercial break.